Section 3. Testing Information. Knowledge Exam. Knowledge exams are given on a walk-in basis at every DDS customer service center statewide. To ensure that an applicant has adequate time to complete the knowledge exam, customers must begin taking the written test at least 30 minutes prior to closing. Please check the hours of operation before you visit on our website at dds.georgia.gov. We offer special assistance for customers with reading disabilities and hearing impairment. Please visit your local CSC to schedule an appointment for an oral exam or to schedule an interpreter for the hearing impaired. The road rules tests are available in some non-English languages, but all drivers must show ability to read and understand simple English such as is used in highway traffic and directional signs. Road signs and the actual driving test are conducted in English only. These basic rules must be followed while a knowledge exam is being given. You may not bring pens, pencils, paper, or any other items into the testing area. All cell phones, text messaging devices, and other types of wireless devices are prohibited in the testing area. You may not speak to anyone during the test other than the examiner administering the test. Any violation of these rules is considered misconduct. If misconduct occurs during the administration of the knowledge exam, the exam session will be counted as a failure. The questions on the knowledge exam pertain to topics discussed in this manual and consist of the following components. Road signs. A set of questions on the meaning of standard highway signs will be given. This test is given in English only. You will be asked to identify certain signs, signals, and markers. You must correctly answer 15 out of 20 questions to pass. You may take a practice test at dds.georgia.gov. Road rules. The road rules test consists of a set of questions about driver responsibility, knowledge of laws, and safe driving practices applicable to the class of license for which you are applying. You must correctly answer 15 out of 20 questions to pass. You may take a practice test at dds.georgia.gov. Road test. Making road test reservations. The road skills test is administered by appointment only. Appointments allow us to maximize our resources and to serve all of our customers more efficiently. When all testing slots have not been reserved, an appointment may be available for same-day service. To make an appointment, please visit DDS Online Services at dds.georgia.gov. Advanced Driver Assistance Systems. Drivers may perform the skills test in vehicles equipped with advanced driver assistance technology. However, the applicant must demonstrate their ability to operate the vehicle without such technology. Road test for Class C or D. DDS will only administer a Class C or D road test in a four-wheel vehicle. You must provide the vehicle for the road test. All road test vehicles must have a valid registration, license plate, or if equipped with a temporary dealership tag, the applicant must provide the bill of sale for proof of purchase within the last 30 days, 7 days if the vehicle is purchased from a third party. All road test vehicles must be covered by liability insurance. You must show a valid insurance card or motor vehicle registration card that shows the VIN, and pass a safety inspection. If the vehicle is not equipped with illuminated turn signals, you must be able to pass the road test using hand signals. You may take the test in a rental vehicle. Please be advised that many rental agreements do not allow vehicle use for driver training or testing. Additionally, you must meet the following conditions. You must provide a copy of the rental contract. The contract will be reviewed to determine if testing is allowed. You must be listed as a driver on the rental contract. You must provide proof of valid insurance for the vehicle. The driving test will not be conducted if weather conditions or any other conditions are determined to be unsafe for the driver or examiner. DDS will make every effort to ensure that impacted customers are rescheduled as soon as possible. For the driving test, you will be expected to demonstrate your ability to do all of the following. Parallel parking. Park midway between two standards so that your car is not more than 18 inches from the curb. The standard parallel parking dimensions utilized in the driver's license test are 22 feet in length by 10 feet in depth. Straight line backing. Back your car for a distance of approximately 50 feet at a slow rate of speed, not more than 10 miles per hour, as straight and as smoothly as possible. You must turn your head and look behind the vehicle while backing. No boundary lines should be encroached. Stop for signs or traffic signals. Give the proper hand or brake signal. Approach in the proper lane. Stop before reaching a pedestrian crosswalk and remain stopped until all pedestrians have cleared the crosswalk on the side of the roadway upon which you are traveling. Move through the intersection only when you may do so safely. Turn about. Turn your car in a narrow space using a three-point turn. Use of clutch. If your car has a manual transmission, you must shift smoothly and correctly. Approaching intersections and corners. You must be in the proper lane and look in both directions. Yielding right of way. Always yield right of way to pedestrians, vehicle operators, and bicyclists who move into the intersection before you by stopping and remaining stopped until they have cleared the intersection. Turning. Move into the proper lane and signal an adequate distance before the turn. Passing. Always check in front of and behind your vehicle to make sure you can safely pass without interfering with other traffic. Following. Do not follow other cars too closely. Follow at a safe distance from the vehicle in front of you in order to maintain control of the vehicle in case of any emergency situation or abrupt stops or turns. Maintaining good posture. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. Do not rest your elbow on the window and do not attempt to carry on a conversation with the examiner because he, she will be busy giving instructions and recording your score. At the end of the Class C/D road test, the license examiner will gladly show you your score sheet and will provide you an opportunity to discuss the results if you wish to do so. You must achieve a minimum score of 75% to pass. Road test for Class M. You must furnish a motorcycle for the test and pass a safety inspection of the motorcycle by the license examiner before the driving test is given. All road test vehicles must have a valid registration, license plate, or if equipped with a temporary dealership tag. The applicant must provide the bill of sale for proof of purchase within the last 30 days. Motorcycle operator testing information is covered in the Motorcycle Operator's Manual, which is available at all DDS customer service centers and online at dds.georgia.gov. For more information, you may contact the Motorcycle Safety Program at 678-413-8400 in the Metro Atlanta area. If you hold a motorcycle permit, you may schedule a motorcycle skills test appointment by calling 678-413-8400. Motorcycle road tests cannot be conducted when the weather conditions make it unsafe for the driver or examiner, including when it is raining or when the pavement is damp. Road test for Class E and F non-commercial. There is no driving test for Classes E and F non-commercial, however, you must present an application for issuance of non-commercial E/F license, DS-36, establishing your ability to operate vehicles within the particular class, and pass a knowledge test for that particular class. You must also possess or be eligible to obtain a Class C driver's license. Class E and F licenses are available to volunteer firefighters at no charge. Customers who wish to take the non-commercial Class E/F exam should study the Commercial Driver's Manual. The Commercial Driver's Manual can be located online at dds.georgia.gov or customers can obtain a hard copy at any DDS customer service center. Road test for Class A, B, and C commercial. Commercial vehicle operators' testing information is covered in the Georgia Commercial Driver's Manual, which is available at all DDS customer service centers and online at dds.georgia.gov. You may schedule a commercial skills test appointment by calling 678-413-8400. Pursuant to OCGA Section the 25th of May 40 and DDS Rule 1:1-.097, the $50 commercial driver's license, CDL, road skills test fee is now required for each testing attempt. Results of pass, fail. If you pass all the tests, you will be issued a temporary license, permit. Your permanent license, permit will be mailed to you when all other requirements are met. If for any reason you do not receive your driver's license, permit within 30 days of meeting all requirements, contact DDS at 678-413-8400 or visit your local DDS customer service center. If you fail any part of the knowledge or road test, and it is your first failure, you must wait until the next day before retaking the portion you have failed. Second or subsequent failure. You must wait 7 days before retaking the portion you have failed.